Cut Day settled Mark Andrews' room without saying a word about Andrews. The roster Baltimore announced Sunday keeps four tight ends, Andrews, Durham Smythe, Matt Hibner, and Josh Cuevas, per Ryan Mink at the team's site, with two waived, and no item in the window explains the room's shape or quotes anyone on it. Andrews himself went a third consecutive week without a reported rep. He is not in the joint practice coverage, and the veterans sat Friday's 41-3 finale behind Tyler Huntley, per Quentin Corpuel at the team's site. Our last episode said the Washington game was the last live data point before the cuts. It never arrived. That is a finding about the reporting as much as about Andrews. The whole veteran offense sat, and the beat spent its week on the kicker, the third quarterback, and the receiver room. The one Andrews-specific item was projection, not usage. In a team site mailbag, per Mink and Clifton Brown, Mink expects Andrews to improve on last season's 5 touchdowns without returning to his 2024 level, reasoning that the red zone threats the Ravens added, rookie Jacoby Lane among them, could shave his share of the scoring targets. Our own numbers put his 2025 at 48 catches on 70 targets for 422 yards and 5 touchdowns across 17 games. The projection is beat opinion. The numbers are the floor it starts from. The June preview said one thing would decide his season: whether the new offense feeds him targets after a year in which his volume collapsed to about 4 looks a game. An August with 0 reported catches, following earlier Banner reporting that his camp production was limited, does not refute that concern. And the honest counterweight is unchanged. He is the lone returning tight end in the room, now alongside the veteran Smythe, and the snaps come whenever the real games start. We'll return once the box scores do. Data via NFL Verse.